You're listening a Marcus Sahaba Online Radio Podcast.
خاتم الأنبياء وسيد المرسلين سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا سيدنا محمد الصادق الأمين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. From Western Area Studios of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Zakaria Samir welcomes all our listeners into another new episode of your afternoon program, Ma'Allah. Firstly, I thank the Almighty Allah, the most merciful, the most gracious, the wise, the all knowledge, for all his favors that are uncountable. We cannot count it, how many they are. We cannot name it, because it's so many. It is so many, respected listener. So we thank him, and we keep on thanking him. And we will die, inshallah, Rabbil Alameen, while we are thanking him. And it won't be enough for his favors. Subhanallah, great, great, greater than what you think. No matter how much you think of the greatness of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is much more greater than that, with many stages. So we thank him, we keep on thanking him, and we praise him, and we ask him for more of his ni'mas, of his bounties, and we appreciate all of it. Respected listener, as we all know, that the one who created us is the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He did not create us only body-wise, but he created each personality, each characteristics, everything in us, it's of the creation of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And no one can compete with him. He is the one and the only one. And since that he is the one who has created us, so he knows exactly what is suitable for us and what is not suitable for us. He knows that today the conditions are so and so. Tomorrow, it will be different. The day after, it will be different and different and different, and it will keep on changing. While he is the one who does not change, everything changes. There is nothing, absolutely nothing, that does not change but the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Ahad, the one. As-Samad, the unchangeable. As-Samad, the unchangeable. But everything besides him changes, respected listener. He created man, he created woman, he created everything within us and around us. Everything. There is nothing that you look at, but you will come to know that Allah is the creator of this subject or this item or this thing. Yes, respected listener. So since that he created man and woman, and he created a lawful way of connection between man and woman, and he knows that the man is in need of a woman, and the woman is in need of a man. Subhanallah, subhanallah. He made us each, every one of us, in need of the other one. In need of the other one. Not only when it comes to man and woman. Even it goes to professions. Can you build a house without a plumber? Or without an electrician? Or without a builder? Or we are in need of each other. We are in need of each other. We cannot live in isolation. That's why the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put us on this earth. So we can use each other and we can build in this world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created man and created woman in specific ways. Specific ways. Specific purposes, respected listener. The man has duties, responsibilities, and rights. The woman has duties, responsibilities, and rights. Each of them completes the other one. Like when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that whoever is a single person, whether it's a man or a woman, their iman is not complete. Their iman, their faith, is incomplete. Why? Because they are supposed to be together. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he created men, he created men in different capacities, different capabilities. Some of them have a greater capacities than the other one. Some have little bit of lower capabilities than the other ones. We are not as men the same. Not even women are the same. There is no one is exact the same like the different, the other person. Amongst the system that the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has systemized upon us is for a man to marry more than one lady. Reasons? There are many reasons. There are many reasons. Some men's nature are in need of more than one woman. Some are in need of more than two. Others are in need of more than three. Until the limit of four, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us as men and women to have more than one or two or three until four ladies to be in your custody. As long as you are capable of accommodating all of them, whether they are two or more, as long as you have the capacity and you have the capability to see to their needs. Needs are physical. Needs are materialistical. Needs are emotional too. Each one of us has many needs. Yes, we have more than needs that are wants, but we're not looking at the wants now, we're looking at the needs. So if you, man, have the capacity, have the energy, have the ability, have the resources of seeing to more than one woman in every aspect, then you are to marry more than one. Yes, respected listener. Not to undermine the woman, but to give the woman a space for a bit of a break from this man who is demands are so many. At least she will share the responsibilities with another woman. And that will be a relief for her. Subhanallah Rabbil Alameen. Subhanallah Rabbil Alameen. So it's a break for the woman. And it is a satisfaction for the man. The man who requires more than one wife to see to his needs. Maybe they have too many children. And the needs are too many on her. She is, end of the day, she is tired. She is exhausted. She cannot see to the husband's demands. Then he is allowed to go to the second wife in order to protect his dignity, to protect his family's dignity, and to stay away from the haram. Stay away from the haram. And it will be a way of satisfying him without going to whatever that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it haram on him. Children are one of the reasons too, respected listener. To have children is one of the reasons that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us in this world to do what? To worship him. And what else? To make children and increase our ummah, increase our nation. As Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, تَزَوَّجُ الْوَدُودَ الْوَلُودِ فَإِنِّي مُكَاثِرٌ بِكُمْ الْأُمَمَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Marry of those ones who are gentle and those ones who are fertile, means they can give birth, they can carry, they can get pregnant, or they don't have sickness, or they don't have incapability, and they are strong enough to give more than once, twice, thrice, four times, five times. Yes, respected listener, it's only due to certain circumstances that we today are living in this age where we are satisfied with only one or two. One is okay, two, ma'am, that's more than enough. Now we can't have any more because we are worried about our income, how much we're going to spend on them because expenses are too high, because of many reasons, respected listener. We stop bringing children to this world. And the most of the important reason behind that is the health of the lady. Sometimes the health of the man as well. Not saying that the man is perfect. No, we all have faults. We all have some link missing somewhere here and there. But we are not to prevent bringing children to this world unless we have medical matters and medical issues. If we don't have, and we have, alhamdulillah, we have resources of wealth, we have health. So why are we not having children? More and more and more of children. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, marry of those ones who can give birth and produce children to mankind. As I am going to be proud of your number, of the great number that you will have amongst other nations. Amongst the other nations. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah. Marrying of another woman, respected listener, unites us. For the first marriage, we have my family and her family are united, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen. We have good ties, we have good family ties. Now, if I marry from another family, then I have extra ties on another family. So this family is my family, and that family is my family. And if you are going for a third one, then you have a bigger family. Then you, if you are going for the fourth one, you are going to the biggest family that you can have. You will have family everywhere. And that was the reason of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam marrying of several women. He married more than four, and the purpose was to make a bigger nation. So he made ties with the Jews. He made ties with the Christians. He made ties with so many categories and calibers in the community, respected listener. And in the past, when you are married of my daughter and you are my son-in-law, I will never announce war on you. Otherwise, how am I going to do that? If I announce war on you, that means I'm announcing war on my grandchildren. You know what has happened when Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got married to Mary al-Qibtiyah, who was Egyptian. You know what happened with the Muslims that time? They freed all the slaves who were coming from Egypt that time. Why? Because how can we have an Egyptian slave while Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is married of an Egyptian? They all freed them for absolutely no pay whatsoever. They freed them because now Maria al-Qibtiyah is one of them. How can they have of her roots slaves coming from the same country only? Maybe she is not related to them, but they are coming from one country. How can we show disrespect to the wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? See how the marriage can bring more ties and can strengthen relationship between a community, respected listener, between the community, of course. There are many reasons, respected listener. There are many reasons. And it is coming from the wisdom of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The wisdom of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Most definitely, He is Al-Khabir, Al-Hakim, Al-Khabir. Al-Hakim means the most wise. Most wise. He never implement such a matter like this for no reason. For the enjoyment of the men? No, respected listener. Remember, during the time of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, there were many conquerors. There were many conquerors in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and even after that. And men used to be killed, martyred in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fi sabilillah, fi jihad. And thereafter, we have women without husbands. What will happen to them? What about their children? What will happen to them? If there is no marriage for the second time, then those people are really in great misery because they don't have a father, they don't have a husband, they don't have somebody to look after them or to see to their needs. Why? Isn't the woman is a human who needs attention and needs satisfaction? Well, she is, yes. And she is a very important element in this life. I would consider the woman a very important center. And most of things rotates around her. She is the mother. She is the wife. She is the sister. She is the daughter. She is the most gentle and caring creation that the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created for us men. Yes, she might be troublesome too, but But everybody has his faults. Everyone has his mistakes. It is very important, respected listener, that the ladies, the females in our community, should actually be happy with this type of a system that the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has systemized us with. Very important to be happy with it and to accept it, as long as there is a satisfying a need for it. You know what has happened in Sudan really recently? Sudan actually has made a law. They have issued a law amongst the men and the women in Sudan. And the law says that every man should have at least two wives. At least two wives. The government will see to his needs in a certain way. They will give them house. They will support him in a way or a different way. They will be standing there for the man to see to his wives and look after them and bring up the children the right in the right manner, in the right way. And that's a law. That is a law. And every woman who rejects that decision, she will be prosecuted. Imagine how much we are in need now of men to marry our unmarried girls. Don't you agree with me that the number of men is far less than the number of women? That means if we have 10 men only and we have 50 women, that means that 10 of the 50 women will marry the 10 men, and the other 40, what's going to happen to them? Okay, if majority of them are good, majority of them are noble, what about the others? What about the others who have a need, who have desire, who wants children or whatever they want, and they don't get? How that could be? How this life could be fair to them? How the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could be just to them? Subhanallah, He is the most just. That is why He designed this system, the Sharia, the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that I give you the permission to marry one, two, three, and four, as long as you are capable and as long as you try your level best to be just and fair amongst them. Those women whose husbands has died for a reason or another, accident, war, poison, whatever it is, what will happen to her and her children? Is she going to go and sell her body to satisfy the hunger of her children, to satisfy the needs of her children? Is it better in that way? Or is it better that we keep her in a home, we look after her children lovingly, caringly, and produce better members for the nation of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, al-Muslimin, al-Mu'mineen? What is better, respected listener? Of course, to add more nobility to her, because she is a noble creation of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we are not to underestimate her or oppress her and her children, since that she is the only one who will be able, or she will actually won't have a problem to sacrifice her own life for the sake of her children. I would believe that a community without many men can survive, but a community without many women won't be able to survive, as we have children, and the children needs a special care, And that special care comes only from the woman. May the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect our women. May the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep them all intact. Intact, clean and pure. By the sharia of the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen.
WhatsApp us on 084-786-3132. You're listening to Marcus Sahaba Online Radio Podcast.